503 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now, I got the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum president. My man is on the phone with me right now, Bob Kendrick, the other mayor of Kansas City. How you doing, Bob?
What's up, Playmaker? Man, I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I am doing good, and I'm excited to talk to you about what's happening with the museum for a second year in a row. The Royals Charities is actually providing free admission for everybody to go see the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum for the month of February. I'm excited for it. I know you're super excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. Number one, it's a tremendous gesture on behalf of Royals Charities and our friends at the Kansas City Royals, who are basically underwriting anyone who wants to come and visit the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum the entire month of February. The admission is free. They are picking that up for any and everyone. I hope people who will be listening to us today will take advantage of this opportunity. I was here on Saturday, and I was just overwhelmed at the number of people, and particularly black families,
yes,
who were coming out. And that is so vitally important in my eyes, that this history be shared in a family structure. And that was a beautiful thing to see. We're seeing a number of school-age kids who will be making field trips, and to be able to take off that burden of having to worry about how your child might have to pay for this field trip, the Royals have picked that all up. And so we're really excited. Last year, the Royals and Royals Charity did this, and Playmaker, we saw well over 7,000 people walk through these doors. And that was with 3 snow days in the month of February last year, hoping for better weather and, you know, exceeding those numbers this year.
Wow. So if they haven't been down there in a while, Bob, what are some of the new things they'll see that's new that's just arrived? There's maybe some things that they haven't checked out in a while, just in case they haven't been down there.
Yeah, no, we're constantly out there grinding, man, bringing new items into the museum. So you'll see some new pieces of memorabilia that you probably didn't see the last time you were here. And for those who may have been here before, it's a perfect opportunity to come back, because 9 times out of 10, you don't get it all in that one visit. Now, we got people who will stay here all day long. They will read every word on the wall. You know, they might leave and go get some barbecue and then come back and walk it off and continue the tour. But more times than not, you know, people go through and they go through at a pace where you don't really get to kind of grasp all of what's here to offer at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Yes.
So it's a perfect time, if you've been here, to come back again and bring someone with you.
Yes.
But there are a lot of new things here at the museum for people to see, a whole lot of new stuff in the gift shop for people to buy.
Yes.
And so, yeah, no, if you're looking for something for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day, and particularly if your sweetheart is a baseball player, baseball fan, I should say, there's some great stuff there in our shop. But no, in all sincerity, I do hope people take advantage of what is such a tremendously generous offer.
Now, what are the hours in case they want to come down there?
Yeah, we're open, and we've extended our hours to be open on Mondays throughout the rest of February. So we'll be open on Mondays 10 to 3, and then Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday noon to 5. So you could even get down here this Sunday before the Chiefs take the field and try and bring home another Super Bowl title back to Kansas City as well. But we want to make sure that we extended every opportunity for people to take advantage of this offer that's being extended by the Kansas City Royals and Royals Charities.
No doubt. Bob Kendrick's on the phone with us with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Before I let you go, Bob, I have to ask you about the great news that I saw earlier this week as well with MLB The Show, man. We're going to have the Negro Leagues Baseball on the game, man. I'm excited about that.
The Negro Leagues are headed to the show. and I'm super excited about this, the announcement of the Negro Leagues inclusion in MLB The Show 23. This was groundbreaking. This is something that people had been clamoring for quite some time, and we were finally able to get it done. And based on just the social media reaction that I've seen over the last 3 days since we made the announcement, the reveal video has gotten well over 6 million views. I think there are some people really excited about this, this gaming experience. And Playmaker is such an important opportunity for us to extend Negro Leagues history to a new generation by going to them in the mode and mediums in which they receive their information, and hopefully get them to engage now in and around this history. And I do believe that there will be a new generation of people who will fall in love with the heroes of the Negro Leagues, and hopefully fall in love with this museum.
I can't wait to get that game. I can't wait to get down there to the museum. I'm definitely going to check you out. And I definitely need a new hat in my life, so I'm definitely going to hit up that gift shop as well, Bob, when I get down there. So, man, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, man. Much success to the museum happening. And get out there their support.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Playmaker. Thank you guys for everything that you do for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.